can't see them on that. Oh, what is this? This is the wrong chart.
Oh,
that's yours.
Nowak.
Hey, let's talk about Brandon Nowak. N-O-W-A-K, Brandon. B-R-A-N-D-O-N. First name is Brandon. Last name Nowak. 7-281, 43-year-old gentleman comes in. He states that when he was playing with his dog today, he fell backward and felt some twitches in his back. He doesn't have any rib pain. He's able to breathe. He has no shortness of breath, no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, hematemesis, hematidrosis, seizure, convulsion, period. Medical problems, none. Surgery, he's had no surgery. Review of system as above. Exam, ETOH occasional, no smoking, allergy, no drug allergy, COVID immunization, none, family history, heart disease, no cancer, he's alert, he's awake, 204 pounds, 100%, 98.8, 20, 66, 124 over 89, heart positive, small positive, two lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next rigidity, skin shows no rash, or I'm close with any lesion, neurological, non-focal. There's slight tenderness over the back, also there's some tenderness over the lower abdomen. On examination, period. Assessment, number one, low back pain. No, I'm sorry, mid back pain. Number two, this is bilateral. Number three, this appears to be musculoskeletal. Number four, I gave him Toradol, 60 milligram. Number five, because of the pain, to make sure there's no evidence of organ damage, and the fall is a red herring. That's H-E-R-R-I-N-G. I did an ultrasound evaluation of his abdomen and chest, and they were all within normal limits, period. He has my number. He knows to call me if he develops any pain over the right lower quadrant, which is the area of appendix, in case in case the pain and the discomfort has nothing to do with the fall. He also received 60 of Toradol. He may need a CT scan if pain gets worse or if it doesn't go away. He also got a prescription for Mobic for tomorrow and moist heat to his back. Thank you. Above discussed with patient at length before leaving the office. Thank you.